I-US Commission on Presidential Debate ithi ingxoxo-mpikiswano le izaqhubeka eMiami eFlorida, njalo uMnumzana Biden ubevumile ukuthi uzaphatheka kuyo. Kodwa uMnumzana Trump yena olokhu eselatshwa igciwane le-COVID-19 uyakwala lokhu. Kungxoxo-mpikiswano yayizolo ngemva kokuphikisana nge-COVID-19, uNkosikazi Harris uncome uMnumzana Biden ngokuthi inhlelo zakhe zigcwele kwezokuthuthukisa abantu abaswelayo, kodwa uMongameli Trump uthuthukisa izinothi.
On the issue of the economy, I think there couldn't be a more fundamental difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden believes you measure the health and the strength of America's economy based on the health and the strength of the American worker and the American family. On the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who measures the strength of the economy based on how rich people are doing.
Kodwa uMnumzana Pence uthi umnotho welizwe sowathuthuka njalo badala imisebenzi eminingi selokho uMongameli Trump wathatha intambo zombuso.
President Trump cut taxes across the board. Despite what Senator Harris says, the average American family of four had $2,000 in savings in taxes. And with the rise in wages that occurred,
ugcizelele amazwi kaMongameli Trump ukuthi uMnumzana Biden uzabuyisela inhlelo lezwi emuva. Kwezamalungelo abansundu abahlala eMelika, uNkosikazi Harris usole ukubulawa kukaNkosazana Breonna Taylor ngamapholisa, bona athi kwakuliphutha ngoba engelacala. Kodwa uMnumzana Pence uthe lanxa yokusola lokhu akufanelanga abantu benze udlakela betshengisela. UMnumzana Pence uke wangenela kunkulumo kaNkosikazi Harris engakaqedi lanxa kungabanga lengxabangxoza njengalokhu okwenzakala kungxoxo-mpikiswano edluleyo phakathi kaMongameli Trump loMnumzana Biden ababephazamisana okungapheliyo.
Well, let's go. This is important. And I want to ask that if Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
I'm speaking.
You were afraid they could kill them.
UMnumzana Dumatimema ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ehlala khona edolobheni le-Dallas e-Texas eMelika usichathisele ukuthi kungani laba bobabili beziphethe ngcono.
UMnumzana Pence izikhathi zonke uzibamba kuhle njengomuntu ongumKrestu, njengomuntu oyi-seasoned politician. Into of course esihluphayo sonke ukuthi umuntu onjengoPence yindaba elokhu emeceleni elokhu isebenza lo muntu onjengomnumzana Trump. Sikhangele ngapha kwelinye icele uNkosikazi Harris uziphathe kuhle, uyakhuluma kuhle ngenxa yesemsebenzini wakhe kuSenate. Njengoba engusenator kwakathesi ube ligqwetha engabe buye kuSenate elikhulu le-state ye-California. Uyakwazi sibili ukukhuluma njengomuntu ophakathi kwe-court etshutshisa indaba yakhe eyifake ekugcineni.
Basafune okunye ukugoqela ukuguquka komkhathi, ubudlelwano lele-China lele-Russia, ukulibisana lamalo ecatsha isimuslim edlulisa amalawulo, ukuphathelane lamalungelo okukhupha izisu, kanye lokuphathwa kwabantu abavela kwamanye amazwe ama-immigrants. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe loMnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ohlala edolobheni le-Ohio khonapha eMelika.
UKamala Harris usukele ekugcineni, kodwa usuke ugcine esephambili kukaPence. Ugcina selemchitho okwedlula uPence, engani uyadlala engani kakho serious, kodwa wagcina esephambili ngemchitho.
Ungathini ngempendulo kaMnumzana Pence eyokuthi uMongameli Trump uzakwamukela impumela yokhetho enganqotshwa?
UPence wenze yonke into akade afanele ayenze ukuthi aphakamise uMongameli uPresident Trump, kodwa-ke kusobala abantu bayazi ukuthi hhayi into akade ikhuluma kazikho. UMongameli Trump uyaziwa ngabantu nje. Inkulumo kaPence yokuthi ubebophisa abansundu kakhulu ngesikhathi engumthuthisi eCalifornia kakhulu, lokho kuyaziwa sibili. Angazi ukuthi uzakufihla njani lanxa ezamile, kodwa hhayi kukhanya sibili ngumuntu owayevele i-justice system e-California kayiqondanga, ibile kungaqondanga lakhathesi. Njenge-justice yonke nje e-America ekuphatheni abansundu iyehluleka sibili kakhulu ngoba bayavalelwa.
Basafune okunye ukugoqela ukuguquka komkhathi, ubudlelwano lele China lele Russia, ukulwisana lamalwe ecatsha isimoslem edlulisa amalawulo, ukuphathelane lamalungelo okukhupha izisu, kanye lokuphathwa kwabantu abavela kwamanye amazwe ama-immigrants. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha e-Washington DC.